Hi, so I just wanted to drop a few words about venous congestion, the use of VEXAS, portal vein pulsatility, because there was a little conversation that was taking place earlier today about the thresholds of portal vein pulsatility and how to use them clinically. And I just wanted to put a little, not a disclaimer, but a little appeal to develop a holistic approach, because if we try to use the same threshold science, so to speak, for point of care ultrasound as was used for CVP, cardiac output, whatever, we're going to run into the same issues and the same sort of recipe-based problems. And so the question was about what's the pulsatility index, or pulsatility fraction that is significant. And I answered that, well, you know, for purposes of, you know, arbitrarily drawing lines in the sand, we had chosen 30%, you know, to be significant and over 50% to be more severe. But the reality is that, like with any physiological parameter, it's a spectrum, and portal vein pulsatility is not, doesn't uniquely reflect, you know, right atrial pressure or right-sided congestion, but also has to do with the patient's liver function, probably the state of actual liver tissue edema itself. So I would caution anyone to use simply that. That's why we made the VEXAS score, because if you add other elements that support congestion, then that it all becomes more powerful, more significant, put together, and eliminates, you know, some of the false positivity that can be associated with that. And then clinically speaking, you have some people who have a pulsatile portal vein that's 50% and their renal function is normal. And that may be because they are sort of all right-sided and they've got good actual cardiac output coming in from the left side, you know, a decent blood pressure, or they're not diabetic, they have no intrinsic renal disease, so they don't have any other hits against their kidneys, and they can, or they've developed good lymphatic collateral, so that even that degree of congestion, the intrarenal capsular pressure isn't that bad, so they're able to handle that degree of venous congestion and not have too much of a drop in their creatinine clearance. And then you have others for whom a pulsatility fraction of 30% is enough to throw them into acute renal failure. And some, depending on what their individual pathology is, might have more trouble with their bowels or their right upper quadrant pain with nausea and vomiting because of hepatic congestion. So every patient's an individual. So I think you really need to look at their whole global physiology and determine, you know, if that is significant, and also not just use it as a point value, but follow it with your therapy and see if, one, you're having impact, two, if it's improving their symptoms, maybe it won't. And then you certainly have those patients with, like, you know, severe pulmonary hypertension who cannot tolerate being truly decongestioned. And, you know, their optimal state may be a state of 50% pulsatility fraction of their portal vein. And when you initially started to treat them for congestion, they might have been 100% with a little bit of retrograde flow. So 50% is a whole lot better. So again, I would caution against the use of, you know, blind threshold approach, recipe approach using a single parameter. I think you've really got to look at the whole thing, and that includes things that are not point of care ultrasound, but just touching the patient, the peripheral edema, oxygen dependency, their work of breathing, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so that's it. That's my longer-winded answer, and I'll link to it in those Twitter discussions.